What are you hiding in your heart? Well, answer this. What is your mouth speaking? Jesus talked about what comes out of the heart in Luke 6:45. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Out of our mouth, our heart speaks. What is our heart speaking? Jesus said it is a direct reflection of what we have stored or hidden within us. Are we speaking life over those around us? Are we speaking or responding with peace, forgiveness, grace, and love when met with division, hate, or struggle? If we are honest, we may be hiding anger, fear, bitterness, jealousy, lust, addiction, depression, loneliness, anxiety, and much more. If left alone and not met with the redeeming and healing love and grace of Jesus, any or all of those things can lead to so much pain for your life, and it will absolutely spill out of your mouth onto those around you or those you come in contact with. Instead of watering our heart with truth, we pour gasoline on the fires within us. What can we do? Psalm 119, 9 through 16. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Did you catch all the things we can do? Live according to God's word. Seek the Lord with all my heart. Hide God's word in my heart. Recount or recite the laws. Rejoice in obedience. Meditate on God's precepts and consider his ways. Take delight in and do not neglect God's word. We can actively move closer to God, know his ways, and follow him as we delight in his word. I have a sweet little friend named Aaliyah. She is 5 years old, and she inspired me to share this truth because of how she is hiding God's word in her heart. I wanted her to show us how it's done.
Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and its courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 100.
A big thank you to Miss Aaliyah for inspiring me today. I know she did you as well. Replace what you may be hiding in your heart with the truth of God's word. Memorize it, meditate on it, delight in it, speak it out like Aaliyah did, and I guarantee not only will you begin to see a change in your life, others will too. That's the truth. Now I think we all have some memorizing to do. I'm Lori Klein.